William Morrow and Harper Audio present Between Us, a novel by Vari McFarlane, performed by Mira Dovreni.
Prologue. 2003. Stockport Plaza Theatre. Withenshaw's number one psychic, proclaimed a poster on an easel on stage for tonight's show, a clairvoyant called Queenie Mook. The name was so peculiar, it couldn't be made up. You wonder who decides that, Rasheen said. It's not like you can get accredited. Age 12, she was proud of accredited. Her mother looked at her with narrowing eyes under Lancome black lashes, sensing sedition. When Rasheen had been permitted to join her girls' night out, it came with a warning. Don't bother if you're going to be a smartass. It's rude to Diana and Kim, her mum had said. Di's dad, Rodney, died of acute pancreatitis last November. She's hoping he'll come through. Oh, right, Rasheen said, thinking that treating Queenie Mook as a switchboard for the afterlife didn't seem destined for success. Her promotional material showed she mainly worked cruise ships. They've been at sixes and sevens since. Rod still ran the financial side of the drain cleaning business. Lorraine made it sound as if Diana had a pressing but functional inquiry. Where is the 2001 VAT return, or similar? Rasheen wanted to attend for two reasons. Curiosity about mediums, and because this was a properly exciting jolly. Her mum was drenched in a force field of Guerlain Shalimar, a lion's mane of salon-blown hair, satin dress stretched across her hips, sheer tights and patent heels. It was fun to be in her mother's orbit on such occasions, seeing the head she turned, like being PA to someone famous. There was a taxi from Weberley, Lorraine's perfumed coven demanding that Lionel Richie's All Night Long was turned up, please! 15 minutes to curtain up. Thanks to the carafes of pink wine they'd seen off during the pre-show brasserie dinner, there was a flurry of trips to the ladies. Lorraine went first, then Di and Kim together. Don't you need a wee? Said her mum, after a minute of concerted pouting into her makeup compact. Rasheen vaguely wondered if Lorraine wanted her out of the way. For the purposes of a surreptitious phone call, perhaps. Her parents kept secrets. Rasheen was always caught between wanting to know what they were and not wanting to know what they were. Nah. I think you should go. We're in the middle of a row and those seats will fill up. Rasheen's conviction that her mother had an ulterior motive deepened. But she knew it was easier to comply, so she stood up and headed to the toilets. All the stall doors were closed. As she plonked down on the cold seat in her cubicle, she heard the acoustics of the other occupants exiting theirs. Flush, door bang, tap gush. Flush, door bang, tap gush. With the way Lorraine's hitting the Pinot blush, I assume she's no longer with child, said the disembodied Kim. For a split second, Rasheen thought they meant her. Oh no, she got rid a couple of weeks ago. She never told Glenn. Glenn. Rasheen's dad was called Kent. A pub landlord called Kent. His name was a gift to customers he kicked out. God, no. As she says, what would be the point? He'd not wanted to keep it and two's enough. Who'd go back to night feeds? What about Kent? Did he know?
Doubt it, don't you? Don't ask, don't tell.
She wants to be more careful.
Says she had a dodgy omelette at the Fox and Hounds, threw up her pill. Never thought.
You know, I've wondered about the food at the Foxes. I had coleslaw once that tasted like tuna. I'm sure it gave me the shits.
There was a blast of an air dryer, which obscured the next part, until Rasheen could tune back in.
Does what he likes, too. She and Kent are like a couple of carefree teenagers, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. She's free of that particular care now, anyway. Is my skirt seam straight?
They clattered out. Rasheen sat with her knickers round her knees as she absorbed the fact that her mother had got pregnant by a man she knew as one of her parents' card-playing friends. This information put the official signature on a disorientating, gruesome experience she'd had a year earlier. On these particular social occasions, involving Texas Hold'em and copious amounts of tequila, her parents issued stern warnings not to come downstairs under any circumstances. Rasheen and her brother had long ago developed a technique for sneaking down to spy on Christmas present wrapping.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?